Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report, though it's a different name at VOM, but it's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and pray for the nations and the people that have been indicated for the following week. Today we begin in Laos, where Christian child is killed by accidental detonation. One child was killed and five others seriously injured when a bomb detonated accidentally in Jamphet district in Laos. The children, all from Christian families, found the bomb in the jungle and were playing with it when it exploded. It is thought to have been an old, unexploded bomb from the Vietnam War. One child was killed instantly, while the other five were taken to the Luang Prabang Province Hospital. One of the five injured children is not expected to survive. Please pray for their healing and strength, and pray also for their families, who already face persecution in Laos and now face the additional burden of this accident. Indonesia, pastor and assistants arrested for baptisms. Pastor Onikesia Sega and three of his assistants were arrested recently by a district police officer after being accused of baptizing Muslims. The allegations were made on June 20 when a Muslim family reported that a family member had become a Christian and been baptized by the pastor. Police told the pastor and his assistants that the Muslim family had planned to catch them at a nearby drugstore. "Our job is just arrest them," the police officer stated. Police also seized Christian books in various languages as well as a notebook. Two people who admitted to being baptized by the pastor have since returned to Islam. In Somalia, mother of two kidnapped by Islamic militants. On August 5, Islamic militants abducted Shamsa Ina Hussein, 28, and threatened her husband, Mohammed Issa Osman, 31, because of their Christian faith. The militants are thought to be part of the terrorist group Al-Shabaab. Osman has gone into hiding with their two daughters, ages 3 and 5, and has not heard anything from his wife since her abduction. Leaders in Somalia's underground church confirm that Osman and his daughters are safe, but they say the family is very distressed about Shamsa's whereabouts and safety. Please pray that Shamsa will be freed and safely returned to her family. Pray also for Somalian believers who are undergoing intense persecution. In Israel, a VOM project, please pray for a project that provides a venue for recently persecuted youth to fellowship and receive training and counseling on how to handle persecution situations. And finally, in Colombia, another VOM project, pray for provision and encouragement of Colombian widows and for VOM's support of them. Thank you for joining me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for VOM in the state of Illinois, this is not an official VOM presentation, but is used by permission from them. Now, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There is no charge for this service. Just email me at bob.j.faulkner, faulkner.72@gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on sermon audio. Bye-bye.